Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, certainly a lot going on tonight. A doozy to wrap up the first month of the college basketball season and the Hoosiers of Coach Tom will try to do its part tonight in this 18th annual Big Ten ACC Challenge. Heck, after those other guys won the first 10, the Big Ten has won 5 of the last 7, going 8-6 to win it last year. But you got to remember one thing. This is not an NCAA elimination game with Roy's Tar Heels like it was last March in Philly. What it is, and as Coach Tom was telling us at this point in time, it's kind of just laying, well, the inner workings for an entire season.
There's no blueprint for it. I mean, it's not like you just insert it. Like I said to our team the other day, when you play the way we played against Kansas, and it's like a game in the Elite Eight, right? And you win it, and it feels great. And we play the way we did the other night, it's like losing to a first-round opponent. The most important thing that you've got to have daily is the edge. You have to have an edge. Before you can get that, it's not a coach-driven thing. It's a peer-driven thing. It's a person-to-person, individual determination type of thing. And that's what we've really tried to spend even more time on, helping them to understand that we just need to keep it simple. It's responsibility.
Well, the Hoosiers are 8-6 all time against Carolina, 2-1 in the challenge here. ESPN tip around 9:15. 5 other games tonight, Virginia Tech and Michigan. Louisville hosts Purdue in a battle of top 15 teams. Rutgers, who's 6-0, plays at Miami. Nebraska at Clemson and Ohio State also 6-0. Down at Virginia, who's unbeaten and 6th ranked. David Glass will talk more about the matchups in the zone and your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, last March, neither James Blackman Jr. nor Robert Johnson played in that Carolina game in Philadelphia in the NCAA tournament. Well, we're hopeful, but can certainly understand if JB doesn't play tonight. I mean, it's the last day of November, not February. For Robert, well, shoes on another foot. He was telling us that he's ready to go. He was elated to see, well, how the Hoosiers responded the other day against a much lesser opponent in the Mississippi Valley State. But get back now in the right frame of mind to, again, well, gauge where this particular team is right now, playing the third-ranked UNC Tar Heels, and what kind of defensive mindset perhaps can be thrown out there tonight early on to help gain that Indiana edge.
Holding each other more accountable for certain things, I think that's something, you know, we can continue to improve on. Just, you know, when we see certain areas where we can improve, not waiting for the coaches, you know, to tell us, but us as the players out there seeing it and recognizing it and, you know, helping each other get better, I think that's something we got better at. Hold each other accountable as if you communicate, and you know, let each other know, you know, what they can do better, you know, what they can continue to do to help the team, and things of that nature. Total improvement in a lot of areas. As far as defense, that's always where we want to, you know, come out and set the tone, and just keeping that type of mindset throughout the whole game. I think that'll be key for us.
That's junior guard Robert Johnson. He knows something about setting a tone defensively. And I tell you what, his offense here through the first 5 games has been pretty doggone good with these double-figure settings. And we'll see how things unfold tonight. Don't forget that Dave and Glass will have more talking about the matchups, perhaps more strategy between the two coaches, Roy Williams, Tom Crean, in the zone, and your phone calls at 6. Tips around 9:15 on ESPN. I'm Joe Smith.